Right. As part of the new TIF that we're developing, we have meetings coming up, and the first public meeting will be on February 22nd, which is our next council meeting, and it will be early that evening. We'll have a public meeting. The public can come and attend. Anyone's welcome, and we'll kind of describe the new TIF outlying boundaries and how that's going to work in the future.
Can you give a thumbnail sketch of what the boundaries are going to look like?
So we're pretty close to the similar boundaries that we're ending. It will not include the industrial park area because that's pretty well all developed. And it will not include like the McDonald's, the assisted living, that section. It's within the TIF district, but they will be excluded from the district as far as the taxes go. We are including the new housing development that is out in Sponsler's. So we're hoping to attract families. We're helping to support the school district, and that's one of our big pushes here.
Now, there's the other housing development that has been mentioned. Is that included in it, too? The name escapes me what it is, but the Christic development.
That Breezy Acres.
Yeah,
it is not. The agreement that we tried to work with Mr. Christic has not came to fruition, so currently we're not working any agreement there. So if everything goes correct and our timeline is right, we'll be done with all of our timeline around the middle of May. So we would then file with the courthouse for our new TIF, and we would receive an increment next year.